Good morning, Parkway. Merry Christmas.
All right, I think we can do a little better than that. Merry Christmas this morning, Parkway. Come on, give some more passion. There we go. It's an exciting morning to be with you all. And I want you guys to know there is a wonderful, yes, wonderful service that is planned for each and every one of you guys today. But we're the individuals that have to postpone that just for a short little bit, only because we have a couple of preliminary types of announcements and some wonderful things that we want to give you guys this morning. So with that being said, we're going to dive right into this because you guys are going to be, man, on the edge of your seat for majority of this morning. But your first announcement of the morning as we get ready to get started is we actually have a Christmas Eve service. It's going to be in 2 days from now. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be on the 24th. It's going to be a candlelight service at 5 p.m., and you do not want to miss it. I am telling you, this morning is going to be wonderful. Man, our Christmas Eve service is also going to be wonderful as well, so you do not want to miss it. Our second announcement is for any youth and young adults in the building this morning or joining us on live stream, we have The Edge is a youth conference that's going to be happening on New Year's Eve. You guys do not want to miss it. There's going to be, now get this, if you guys want to have some fun, there's going to be a mechanical bull that's going to be here. So if you want to see some kids being thrown across the gym, that'll be
I think some people just got jealous they're not going to be there.
I know.
I think that's what just happened.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of fun stuff. We've got a service where our kids are going to have a ton of fun, and then an after party where we're going to have a lot of fun activities for them as well. And then last but not least, we have 21 days of prayer. And so as we get ready to kick off our season of January of 2025, we're going to have 21 days of prayer. There is going to be a whole bunch of fun ways for you to get involved and actually partake in that 21 days of prayer. And if you want some more info on this before we officially announce it when we're getting ready to come up in January, if you can go ahead and go to parkwaycc.com/21prayer, it's going to be a wonderful time for you to get connected.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to miss that. What a better way to start the year than getting to pray together. I just wanted to welcome our ushers to the front right now for this morning's tithe and offering. If you guys didn't know, we have an amazing church, and that is to a big thank you to people who support this church and tithe to this church. So we just want to say thank you for that. But if I could welcome them now forward. And we're going to pray. Would you guys pray with me? So Lord, we just thank you. God, we thank you that every penny that goes into those buckets this morning that's given online and or whatever way someone's giving this morning, God, we just say thank you for it. God, we ask that you would bless it and would you multiply it in your name. Amen. Amen. So this service would not be possible without a few thank yous. So we didn't want to skip through service too quickly without saying that. First, we want to thank Three Rivers Orchestra for being here with us. What a gift that is. Yeah,
give them
a round
of applause.
We also want to thank our media team. If you guys don't know, they have put in so much time and effort. You don't even understand.
Yes.
So we want to say thank you to Carissa and Terry and our media team. And we want to say thank you to Mr. Dave Graves for making this wonderful set for us. It looks so good. Just amazing. And last but not least, the woman who put all of this together, so many countless hours, I can't even imagine, putting up things from her own home up. Can you guys say a huge thank you to Leanna? Just a huge round of applause to her. We could definitely not do this without her, so we were very, very thankful.
With that being said, of course, with all of the wonderful thank yous, there's also, not only is this your Christmas production morning this morning, but it is also our pastor's birthday this morning. And so we just had to be able to spend a moment. So we actually have a little gift for you. We've got some balloons that are going to be accompanied by your two sons this morning. Pastor, if you can be able to stand up, we are going to, on the count of three, yeah, give him a big round of applause. Man, your pastor is fantastic. He's amazing. And I want you guys to know, in order to let him know that we, of course, appreciate him, we all got to chant happy birthday. We're going to yell happy birthday on the count of three. You guys ready? This might be a little awkward. We're bringing out the youth side of us this morning. But on the count of three, we're going to say happy birthday. You ready? One, two, three. Thank you, Pastor. The countless hours and time, we just want you to know you're loved. We thank you. We thank you for all the time and effort and the nonsense that you put up with majority of the time, but it's all good. But we hope you have a great, great birthday today and a great birthday week as we get ready to celebrate, of course, the birth of Christ. So with that being said, you don't got to see our faces no more. Guys, it is officially time. Are you guys ready for our production this morning?
Yeah.
With that being said, we're going to make our way off the stage, but now presenting Parkway Productions with the arrival of Joy.
Welcome to our Christmas service. We are so excited you are here, and we have so many wonderful things planned. Please put your hands together for an ensemble performed by a few members from the Three Rivers Community Orchestra.
Camera, action.
Okay, kids, well, we all know this is a big time of year. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know, raise your hand if you're excited about Christmas.
Me.
Okay, well, why are you so excited about Christmas?
I love it because ornaments, Christmas trees, stockings, bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Okay, well, can someone tell me the story of Christmas?
Angel comes to Mary and tells her that she's pregnant and she's going to have a baby.
Do you remember what city they went to?
Bethlehem,
that's right. And what happened when they got to Bethlehem?
They went to a stable.
A stable. And what's a stable?
Yes.
It's a farm
that
must have been itchy.
Yeah, why was it itchy?
Because it was
hay. Oh, they filled it with hay? Why did they have to go to Bethlehem to have the baby?
I don't think they stayed in a place with a hospital.
So they had to go to Bethlehem?
Yeah. On a camel.
No, a donkey.
Okay, it was a donkey?
Yeah.
Okay, so they went on a donkey to Bethlehem because it had a hospital.
A donkey had a hospital?
What's Christmas about?
It's about Jesus being born, and then the shepherds come because they see the star.
What kind of star? They just see a star in the sky, or?
It's like a plus sign.
It's the X marks the spot, because if you turn it that way, it's an X, and you find the treasure in Jesus.
Let's back up a little bit.
What did you say?
Back up.
Okay.
No, I mean, you don't have to back up. Who told the shepherds about Jesus?
Angels.
What do you think the angels look like?
I know what I know.
They look like flying butterflies.
Oh, wow. What do the angels sing?
Go to the bathroom.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Sure. So, what did the wise men do?
Bring gifts.
Do you know what they brought? Let's see.
Baby toys for baby Jesus.
They brought Jesus baby toys. What other things do you think they brought?
Gold, money, and
mud. So they brought mud.
I know there's something.
Oh, I got that, one.
That starts with an N.
Merchandise. Money.
Merchandise. Okay.
So
gold and merchandise. Why do we still celebrate the birth of Jesus, even today?
Because he's my savior.
And so that's why we still celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. It's a long story.
Please put your hands together for Jason Van Dusen and our U-Skit dance team performing Christmas Time Is Here.
Christmas time is here. Christmas time.
than we could always see. Yeah. Such a spirit through the years. Christmas time is here. Come on.
It was a night unlike any other. There was a stillness in the air, a quiet calm in the evening sky. Grace was on the horizon. An unfathomable mercy. A love deeper than anyone had ever known. This silent night was about to give way to a chorus which would change the world forever. For on this day, in the city of David, is born a Savior, Jesus, the Son of God, the Word in flesh. God had reached down from heaven to earth to draw us to Himself, to make a way, to bring us home. Today, the heart of God is on full display. For God so loved the world.
Now presenting Brooke Smotherman with O Holy Night.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
hear the angels' voices.
Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Now presenting Christmas Day with Ashlyn Moore.
God Almighty reigns. He is with us. us now. For the Lord our God Almighty reigns. From the mountains we will shout it out. For the Lord our God Almighty reigns. He is with us. He is with us now. For the Lord our God Almighty reigns. Sing all you people, the Lord Almighty reigns.
Sing every creature of God, come bless his name. For he is good, for he is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Oh, light of the world, the reason for Christmas. Sing all you people, the Lord Almighty reigns. Sing every creature of God, come bless his name. For he is good, for he is good. He was born to conquer the grave. Oh, light of the world, the reason for Christmas Day.
Joy. We hear it and we think of happiness or laughter. But true joy far outweighs any fleeting emotions. Like a beautiful garment, joy is a response that we clothe ourselves with. And at this time of year, it's our heart's cry as we bear witness again to the birth of the Savior. And let's face it, there's not a person here who couldn't use a little more joy these days. So you're invited into that quality of joy, whether your life is full of happiness or not. It's an invitation for every person, and it's here now, because Jesus is here now. This is joy. Welcome to Christmas.
Now presenting with Parkway Productions Skit Team, written by Sandy Waters, The Arrival of Joy.
John, they're here. Hit the door.
Why bother? It's just another night like any other.
Extraordinary and humble moment. Born in a modest stable to Mary. we never forget the arrival of joy for all of us. Joy.
Now presenting Leanna Smotherman and Macy Eastman with I Still Believe in Christmas.
The choir's singing carols, there's a ring in the streets of Brown. It's Christmas all around me, so why is Christmas hard to find? December snow is falling down like I am to my knees. I could use some hope right now, cause right now hope is hard to see. Help me still believe. For God so loved this broken world, He sent His only Son to a carpenter and a teenage girl to show us all His love. He left His home in heaven to make heaven my home. My Emmanuel is with me, and I'll never be alone. Down here my heart can't find much to believe in. I still believe in Christmas. So divided, I still believe in peace on earth. I still believe the love is strong enough to conquer hell. In the world I won't believe it, I still believe enough to say, for God so loved this broken world, He sent His only Son to a carpenter and a teenage girl to show us all His love. He left His home in heaven to make heaven my home. My Emmanuel is with me, and I'll never be alone. Down here my heart can't find much to believe in. I still believe. Show us all His love. He left His home in heaven to make
you still believe in Christmas, why don't you give the Lord a big round of applause in this place? Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Heavenly Father, we thank you that we feel your presence. As I've sat here and just have taken it all in, I'm reminded about how good you really are. We don't ask as we wrap this service up or conclude this service that you would go anywhere, but you would actually send your presence even thicker and in a more tangible way. We recognize this morning that there are some people in this room that are not okay. They've got issues in their life. They've got things in their life that have brought immense amounts of questions. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask that you would come close today and do what only you can do. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody says, first and foremost, if you're visiting here, we want to say a big warm welcome to you. I know many of you are bringing family and friends from not just locally, but probably all over the nation. We thank you for taking a chance on us. We want you to walk away from this service today not thinking about how great Parkway is or a pastor or even this wonderful ensemble of wonderful volunteers. Our heart for you to know when you walk away from here is how good Jesus is. And so we're so thankful that you're here, but we don't want to be the big deal. We want to take our pointy finger and point at the big deal. And then for all of those that have volunteered and practiced countless hours, can we give this wonderful production team a big round of applause for blessing us? I was amazed as I was sitting through the 45 minutes or so, and we have one more song coming at the end, about how there was really something for everybody's style in this production, and to see a church that doesn't have just to lean one way or the other, but can lean towards worshiping God in many different ways. I'm thankful that we have a church that is so genuine and caring about each other that we would put together something like that. So thankful to Leanne and the team for doing that. Do you know perspective, power, wealth, circumstance is not the foundation of joy? Jesus is. The arrival of hope, peace, love, and joy was the arrival of a person, not a position. What separates Christianity from all the other religions in the world, this is not an enlightenment, it's not a new idea, it's not something that you come upon and you try to put in practice because of something that you can do. Those four things that we've been talking about this month and now concluding in joy aren't something that we can do in our own power. They're actually only something that comes by accepting the free gift that is Jesus. And Jesus didn't just stop being born in a manger. As you know, the end of the story is that he actually went to the cross for your sins and mine so that we can actually have real joy. And I'm thankful that we have the ability this morning to have real joy. I thought it would be interesting as I was preparing for this moment, it would be interesting to see what forces or obstacles stood in the way of Jesus or the arrival of joy when he was here, to see if there are things that we can glean even in our own life today of four killers that try to kill joy in our life. The first thing that we know when we read the gospel account when Jesus arrived was that the Pharisees were these religious hypocrites who exploited religious practices for personal gain, and they stood in opposition to the joy that had arrived. You know, hypocrisy is not the enemy of joy because we are all hypocrites in some way or another. Look to your neighbor and say, "Merry Christmas, you're a hypocrite." Merry Christmas, you're a hypocrite. What'd you learn today? I'm a hypocrite. I think the saddest thing that happens the longer that we walk with Jesus is many of us, as one author has stated, we become accidental Pharisees. We forget that what the Lord did by sending his one and only son and what Jesus did on that cross is something that you and I can never do in our own power. Many of us, if we're not careful, will become accidental Pharisees. So hypocrisy is not the enemy of joy. We are all hypocrites. That's why Paul wrote, "That thing that I want to do, I don't do, and the thing that I don't want to do, I do." We walk into the church this morning, and many of you look really wonderful. Actually, all of you look really wonderful. I'm not going to point out anybody. You all look very wonderful. And if you're not careful, though, you can paint yourself as being okay when on the inside you're really not okay. True joy actually comes from realizing your own humanity and realizing you cannot fix your own humanity. It's something that only Jesus can fix. The answer does not ride in becoming more disciplined. It doesn't ride on becoming more wealthy. It doesn't ride on becoming more intellectual. It only comes from a place of knowing that we are, as humans, frail. And we have to have extreme awareness of our frailty and have extreme faith that Jesus came for your frailty. That's why the Bible says that in our weakness, he is made strong. So this morning, if I, as your pastor, can give you one bit of advice, if something will steal your joy, is forgetting your frailty. Because when you forget your frailty, you actually forget what Jesus came to do, which is he didn't came to run from it. He actually come to run to it. The second group of people that were against joy were the scribes. The scribes were those people symbolizing academic who idolized their own intellect, and they prioritized intellectualism over genuine understanding. There are a lot of people in our world that claim to be smart but are actually really foolish. Paul writes, "I didn't come to you with eloquence of speech, but a demonstration of power." This morning, you have to understand that intellect is not bad. I would prefer that we utilize wisdom. Wisdom is a good thing given to us by the Lord. But it becomes problematic when we exalt our own ways above his ways. And when we do that, we get in trouble. True joy is not following our own path, a path that seems right with man. True joy only comes when we realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Pharisees were standing in opposition of Jesus' joy. The scribes are standing in opposition of Jesus' the joy. Lawyers from the Sanhedrin, these experts manipulating the word of God to enslave rather than free. Do you know that human authority will always attack joy, whether it be external or internal? I believe one of the main causes that we don't have joy in the world today, especially as Americans, is because we wrestle with actually who's really in charge of our own life. We go back and forth from giving Jesus our life and taking it back, depending on how we want to succumb to our own human emotions. Submission to the Lord is required for joy. The fourth thing, as my wife and the worship team comes back up to close us out, is you and me. Sorry, I'm not feeling well this morning. I'm trying to fight through it. You and me actually stand in the way of that. But I'm thankful for the price that Jesus paid. And I'm thankful that you and I can come to him and find real joy. My wife and the worship team are going to sing. Thank you.
Would you all stand and sing?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.